When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Scott McGregor. This is the Hot Wallet Podcast. Here's what's happening with Coinbase. On March 22nd, 2023, Coinbase was served a Wells notice from the Security Exchange Commission, or SEC. A Wells notice is the way that the SEC staff tells a company that they are recommending that the SEC take enforcement action for possible violations of security laws. It's not a formal charge or a lawsuit, but it can lead to one. It's a big deal. Coinbase stock dropped 20% alone on this news. Now, this is just one of many that they've issued in recent days. The same day as the Coinbase one, they announced a charge against some crypto promoters and influencers, including Lindsay Lohan and Logan Paul. But in my opinion, this seems more like a cash grab because these two are just going to pay the SEC $400,000 to make them go away. So, you know, draw your conclusions from that. A few weeks ago, the SEC issued a Wells notice to Paxos, the issuer of the Binance BUSD stablecoin, suggesting that it's an unregistered security. Paxos has come out to say that they categorically disagree with the SEC because BUSD is not a security under federal securities laws. The Wells notice to Coinbase has to do with their earn or staking program and the listing of tokens on their exchange. Staking, for those of you who are unaware, is when you lend or stake your tokens on an exchange or on-chain through a smart contract and then generate yield from your assets. Some of these yield can get you anywhere from just a few percent to 20%. Heck, I've even seen some as high as a few 100%, but those end up usually being scams. A good rule of thumb is, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Now, Coinbase is slapping back at the SEC and blaming them for not giving companies who are trying to be good actors any real regulatory clarity. According to people inside Coinbase, they have met with the SEC over 30 times in the past year, asking for clarity and asking to be on the right side of the law. And instead of giving it to them, the SEC is now coming after them. Now, I understand the need for regulations, and I've always said that I want regulations and protections for investors in this space. But this just feels wrong when a company has to beg the government to help them not break the law and then has to get defensive and have it all done through the court system. Whether you invest in crypto or not, actions like this do not incentivize founders or innovators to create value and jobs in a jurisdiction that is actively trying to put them in jail, take their money, or just push them out of the country. In my opinion, this is just the SEC grasping for cash, headlines, and trying to maintain some sort of relevancy. I mean, the SEC is the same organization that let Bernie Madoff steal people's money for so many years. In fact, they liked Bernie Madoff so much they wanted Bernie to run the SEC. And this is the same group of people who are now trying to put regulations on crypto? Doesn't make sense to me. We're currently seeing the regional banking system break down in the United States, and one of the organizations that is supposed to be protecting investors and bondholders of those banks is instead using its power to come after people who are willing to try and come in and develop regulations for this new industry. Coinbase's Paul Grewal has said, last July, we filed a petition with the SEC calling for more regulatory clarity. We have yet to receive a response to our petition. For comparison, over many years, we have been able to successfully become a licensed and regulated crypto business in a number of other jurisdictions around the world, including Singapore, Ireland, Australia, and Germany. So it's not that Coinbase isn't trying, it's almost like the SEC isn't letting them. Now, while a lawsuit may not be the way many of us saw this playing out, if Coinbase has a real case, it could force regulators to get off of their hands and give them the regulatory clarity that they want and deserve. It could also go the other way and force crypto innovators overseas. In Canada, it took a lawsuit for the first Bitcoin ETF to be launched. The total market cap for all digital assets is already well over $1 trillion. That tells me that there's money to be made for both early investors, founders, and countries that want to be crypto-friendly. It's just a matter of time to see who picks up the ball that America seems to be purposefully trying to drop. Coinbase is, as far as I can see, still a safe exchange to transact on, but it's always better to hold your tokens on a non-custodial wallet that you hold the keys to. As the first guest of the Hot Wallet podcast, Mark Yusko, has said before, first they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. We seem to be in the fight stage right now, and in my opinion, it's going to be a hard-fought battle. Thanks for listening to the Hot Wallet Podcast. Please press follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're getting this from and share it with a friend if you found it helpful. I'm Scott McGregor, at Scott Trades on Twitter. I'll see you next time. From the bottom, ain't no half-stepping. I'm the dog, I made it through so they don't ask questions. Long Beach, and it ain't no half-repping. Once a dog, always a dog, so they don't ask questions.
Hey listeners, I'm Christy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Buried Motives, where we dig deep into the details of some of the most gruesome
dirtbag murderers. She said she enjoyed hurting things that can't fight back.
And that is a disturbing view into the mind of a murderer. And such a dirtbag.
Yeah, that's not even strong enough words. This is totally a recipe for disaster. And not to justify whatever is going to happen, but you can totally understand and see how this would be in the works.
If you were only to look at what she did later on and not know any of that history, she would appear like off the wall crazy.
Oh, 100%. Because we're not even close to getting to the end yet. But you can just see this pattern and all this kind of stuff developing in her, which is what we're here for. We're digging deep.
Join us each Thursday as we unearth the dirtbags that live among us.
And the motives buried there. Hope you join us as we exhume the truth.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy. Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network. Or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.